You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Happy Thursday, Friday, Junior. We are rolling along here. And Mugshot Watch has been postponed again. I repeat, the Manhattan grand jury hearing is not expected to take place today. I don't know when it's going to take place. I would ask if anyone has the capability, if anyone knows anybody who knows anybody, that someone could check in on the woman from The View, because they must be apoplectic at this point. I cannot imagine they're handling this well. This was so close. This was in their reach. And maybe it happens. Maybe it happens tomorrow. Maybe it happens next week. But I do have a feeling that this is one of those things where the longer you're not getting the headline about Trump indicted, the more nervous you must get. Like, if this is something you're really hoping for, if this is something you've been banking on for the last, what, 6, 7 years? I don't even know how long it's been. Every waking moment of your day is consumed with a thought of Trump in handcuffs. If you're one of these people who's browsing the deep fakes of Trump being hauled away in the middle of a street in New York City by police officers, this one's for you, okay? I can't imagine this is an easy time for you. And the longer we wait, the more uncertain you are. And so I just want you to know that this is a safe space. If you want to be here, you can be.
In my safe space.
My safe space.
Now, according to multiple outlets, like I said, the Manhattan grand jury hearing is no longer expected to happen today. The jury's not going to weigh the case today. And I don't want to speculate here. I'll leave speculation and hearsay to the Pulitzer Prize winners at the New York Times and the Washington Post. But I am curious if this postponement, if these sudden delays have anything to do with the recently discovered 2018 letter that Michael Cohen's lawyer, Stephen Ryan, his lawyer at the time, wrote to the FEC. I'm starting to get the vibe that that could have been part of the problem here. And I want to read you now directly from the Post-Millennial, because these are all important details. I don't want you to miss any of them. A 2018 letter from former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen's team to officials at the Federal Election Commission has revealed that the then president was not involved in the payment of alleged hush money to Stormy Daniels. The letter, obtained by the Daily Mail, stated that it was Cohen who paid Daniels $130,000 out of his own pocket. Now, this is part of the letter. In a private transaction in 2016, before the U.S. presidential election, Mr. Cohen used his own personal funds to facilitate a payment of $130,000 to Ms. Stephanie Clifford. Neither the Trump Organization nor the Trump campaign was a party to the transaction with Ms. Clifford, and neither reimbursed Mr. Cohen for the payment directly or indirectly. Yeah, it gets worse. Cohen's team went on to explain that neither Mr. Cohen nor Essential Consultants LLC made any in-kind contributions to Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated or any other presidential campaign committee, nor was Cohen a government employee at the time. Thus, they argued the payment in question does not constitute a campaign contribution or expenditure, and therefore the FEC lacks jurisdiction over this matter. It's amazing we're just getting this letter now. It feels like this would have been helpful leading up to this moment. And like I said, I'm not a legal beagle, okay? I'm not Michael Avenatti. I'm not Jeffrey Toobin. I can't offer you some sort of sharp legal analysis. But it feels to me, I'm just a regular layperson, but it feels to me that this goes beyond poking a hole in this case. This letter almost seems like it sinks the entire case. Dare I say, case closed. But you know what? I am sure that Alvin Bragg and all of his minions will come up with something. You know, this is what the Democrats always do. It got me thinking. I'm like, it's almost like a cartoon sitcom, like Scooby-Doo or something, where at the end of the episode, you just think, oh, you got me again. But instead, the end of the episode, you think, well, they'll try something new. These crazy kids, they'll find some other way. Until next week, everyone, tune in then. But it's got to be pretty disappointing for them. And but someone who must be very thankful about this massive distraction, actually two people who must be incredibly thankful, Joe Biden and the smartest man he knows. There's a story right now.
Oh, yeah.
About how then VP Joe Biden's office helped squash a negative story on Hunter Biden that was going to come out of Bloomberg. Now, before you jump to conclusions here, I wouldn't even give the Biden administration, or at the time, the vice president's team, that much credit for squashing this story, because I don't think this Bloomberg reporter, and this, if you're ever going to use air quotes around a reporter, it would be this one, this woman, whoever she is. I don't think she needed much convincing to not do her job. I think she was actually eager to not do her job. And I, again, want to read you directly here because I think these are all important things. And I think this is probably what we're going to go with for this first hour. There's so much content out there. I mean, there's so much sound. There's so many stories breaking regarding Hunter Biden and Joe. And I don't think Mugshot Watch is going to do it. I don't think it's setting up a pick for them in a way. Like, they're able to kind of dodge right now what's going on. But if Comer keeps coming out with these, we're getting more emails. We're getting more stories. It's becoming like an avalanche. So listen to this story. This is, to me, this is unbelievable. And I have the lowest expectations for the media, for our journalists. Nobody has lower expectations. And even so, this one got me. So here's the headline from Yahoo. VP Biden's office tried to quash Bloomberg's story about Hunter Biden at his firm's request, email show. They didn't just try to quash, they quashed it. They succeeded. The office of then Vice President Joe Biden, tried to quash a Bloomberg news story about Hunter Biden at the younger Biden's firm's request. Now, these are emails obtained by America First Legal and through its ongoing lawsuit with the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA. The New York Times ran an article saying, this was December 8, 2015. The New York Times ran an article saying that the credibility of the vice president's anti-corruption message may have been undermined by Hunter serving on the board of Burisma. So that should be news right there. The New York Times actually told the truth to its readers for a brief moment in 2015, and they've never looked back. They've never gone back to that moment. Later that day, Eric Schwerin, now remember that guy, Schwerin, he was one of Hunter's partners at Rosemont Seneca. He was actually the president of Rosemont Seneca. He asked the vice president's then communications director, Kate Bedingfield, she's the other redhead, she's not Jen Psaki, she's the other one, whether there was any follow-up by other news outlets on the Times article. So he's paranoid. He sees this New York Times article saying that Joe Biden's a massive hypocrite. I'm going to tell you what I take from it. Joe Biden's a massive hypocrite. Who's he to lecture us on anti-corruption when his son's sitting on the board of Burisma? So Hunter's business partner, Eric, starts emailing Joe Biden's communications director, Kate. Now, Kate Bedingfield was the White House communications director up until last month. That's a part of this story that's not getting a lot of play. I think that's an important factor. I think that's an interesting factoid, is that she recently stepped down. But anyway, let's go back to when Joe Biden was vice president. She gets this email from Hunter's business partner saying, like, was there any follow-up on this New York Times story? And she responds within minutes. And she says a Bloomberg reporter had asked about it, but was doing everything she can not to use it. Try to picture that. There's a reporter who's asking about a story about corruption and the Bidens and Hunter and whether Joe has any right to be lecturing people on anti-corruption organizations when his son's sitting on this board. And in the same time frame where she's asking questions about this, she's also alerting the communications director of the vice president that she's trying everything she can not to use it. I am not a journalist. I don't even play one on TV like these people on MSNBC. But if I were to play one, because I am a thespian, if I were to put on my acting cap, I don't think that I would necessarily assume those things go hand in hand. That while you're reporting on a story, you're also trying not to report on a story. I've got this scoop, but I'm going to try with everything in my power not to use it. Now, here's the real meat of this. This is from Bedingfield. VP just finished an interview with the Bloomberg reporter traveling with us, and she asked about it, though she assures me she's doing everything she can not to use it. I will have a transcript soon, but my quick notes on his answer are, no one has any doubt about my record on corruption. I don't talk to my son about business, and my children don't talk to me about mine. I have complete faith in my son. By the way, all of those sentences, very fake news. But here's where it gets better. Schwerin responds, I would just urge her. So now he's giving Bedingfield tips on how to handle this reporter. The president of Rosemont Seneca is offering up his PR advice to the vice president's communications director. He goes, I would just urge her, as I know you are doing, that there is no news there. And even if she uses it, she should avoid getting into past stories about the Navy, etc., that have nothing to do with this. Now here's the zinger. Bedingfield replies, absolutely. We have had two conversations about it. She will only use if her editors hold a gun to her head. She absolutely will not do the second thing. I'm going to come back to this because I'm running out of time. A reporter who says, I will only use the scoop that the American people deserve to hear about the vice president's son if my editors hold a gun to my head. That's the only way I'm going to actually be a journalist. Wow. I hope she gets an invite to the White House. Talk about committed to the cause. 844-500-4242. New topical skin cream can help reduce wrinkles, bags under your eyes, sagging skin, and dark circles without the use of dangerous, expensive Botox injections. Called Skin DH, this skin cream was developed to provide temporary tightening of your skin and helps you look younger to give you the courage you need to take on the day. Reduce the signs of aging and get your confidence back. Skin DH works by mimicking a crucial protein in the Botox formula to provide the visual effects of a facelift in just 10 minutes and lasts all day. Skin DH offers visible results that are similar to Botox without the side effects. Some side effects that we're talking about that you can avoid include injection site pain, swelling, bruising, headache, flu-like symptoms, and each injection is very expensive. But with Skin DH, you get the same amazing results at a fraction of the price with no side effects. Today, we have a special discount code that gets you a buy one, get one free deal. That's a 60-day supply for the price of only 30 days. The offer is buy one, get one free. So you want to go to skindh.com. That's Grace BOGO is your discount code. So you're going to skindh.com. Grace BOGO. We will be right back with more We'll take your calls on this, 844-500-4242. Also, an email that I never had seen before between Hunter Biden and his ex-wife, Kathleen, which once again shows you why Joe Biden has such faith in his son, because this is a real stand-up guy. We've got this and so much more when we come back.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Answering the hard-hitting questions of our time.
Let's say you're abducted by aliens.
Fine.
They haul you aboard the mothership, take you back to their planet as a curiosity. Now, would you rather be in their zoo or their circus?
It's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. So just to recap, just to let you know what we're dealing with, the current state of our media. And apparently it's been happening for a long time because this is 2015. In 2015, the New York Times runs an article questioning the credibility of then Vice President Joe Biden when it comes to his anti-corruption message. And it is pretty rich that Obama put him on that beat. It's like what I saw this morning, a cut of Eric Swalwell talking about the dangers of TikTok. Should Eric Swalwell be lecturing us about the danger of Chinese spyware? Probably not. But being a Democrat means having no self-awareness. So that's where we're at. So the New York Times runs this article in 2015. And Eric Schwerin, who at the time was Hunter's business partner and the president of Rosemont Seneca, he starts going back and forth with the vice president's communications director and asking, is there anyone else who's asking around about this article? Now, the reason, there's so many layers to this, why I find it amazing. But when you think back to how Joe used to say, oh, we don't, you know, even in this exact article, she says the president said that he doesn't talk to his kids about their business and they don't talk to him about his. Hunter's business partner is emailing you right now, lady. Hunter's business partner has access to the vice president's communications director. Conflict of interest? And the White House communications director is assuring Eric Schwerin that he has nothing to worry about as far as the Bloomberg reporter because, and I quote, she will only use if her editors hold a gun to her head. Yeah, I probably feel pretty secure that I'm safe, too. If someone's willing to go that far to cover up my ass, yeah, probably in the clear. I really hope that this Bloomberg reporter, who I'm sure we'll never find out who she is. We don't want to jeopardize sources and methods. But I would hope she'd get an invite to the White House. I hope she doesn't get treated like the rest of the reporters. You know, I hope she gets to meet the cast of Ted Lasso or read a poem to Bruce Springsteen, or maybe win a Pulitzer. Or you know what? Screw all that. How about we give her a nice fat chunk of the multi-million dollar Chinese wires? Here she is, not just spiking stories, you know, not just covering up or suppressing stories. This woman is willing to not run a story that could probably benefit her career because it's actually interesting and it's actually journalism. But she's willing not to do it unless her editors hold a gun to her head because that's how committed she is to running cover for the Bidens. The media is not bad at their jobs. We just have had a false idea of what their job is. It's saying they're bad at their jobs is being way too generous, way too forgiving. Their job, as they see it, is to act as an arm of the Democrat Party, to run cover for corrupt crime families like the Bidens, to suppress real stories and concoct fake ones. They're committed to vile womanizers like Hunter Biden. That is where their loyalty lies. It does not lie with their readers. It does not lie with the American people. It's all about giving 100% to the big guy. More on this, and I want to read you an email between Hunter Biden and his ex-wife, Kathleen. Starting to make sense why she's his ex-wife. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. The number is 844-500-4242. I have a lot I want to talk about today. Obviously, Trump took some more shots at Ron DeSantis. He was on Truth Social yesterday, lighting it on fire, talking about how Florida is not that great, but if it is great, it's because of Trump and not because of DeSantis, but also don't forget it's not that great. We will talk about that a little bit later, though. I want to stick with the Bidens because I think they've been getting a good leaving alone, including here for the last couple of days. And this is when this story is running its hottest. We should be focused on it every day because it feels like the walls could be closing in. And part of the reason I want to discuss this story is because right now China is saying that they firmly oppose Biden's call for the forced TikTok sale. I'm sure if you've been watching the news programs today, you're seeing that there's these hearings going on with the head of TikTok, and he's testifying and he's taking questions. And this is a story that's been going on for a long time. A lot of people don't think that TikTok is a good idea. It's been getting banned from certain state governments. I don't know why government officials need to have TikTok while they're at work, unless it's, you know, if there's an important dance that just needs to be choreographed and put out right this second. Otherwise, I'm not sure why that was even really up for debate. There's a lot of companies you can't even get on, you know, the Gap. They have that blocked off because they think it's a waste of time. But TikTok is supposedly very important. Anyway, though, so people have been having this conversation. And remember, this happened during the Trump years, too, where there was a point like during COVID where we thought TikTok was going to go away. And that's really when TikTok was exploding across the country and really across the world. But it never happened. But the last couple weeks, this narrative has been building that something's going to give here with TikTok. And I understand why people hate the app. Besides the Chinese spyware side of the story, which is a pretty big chunk of it, it's also just it's dumbing down America. And not that I'm the brightest bulb that you've ever come across, but I don't think we really need any help in that category. Like, I don't think we need an accelerator when it comes to dumbing down the youth. And what's really unnerving about what's happening is in China, the content that they're feeding the youth in China is very different than the content the kids are being fed here. Here, it's like all these weird challenges, laundry detergent pods, cartons, people, and kids are dying attempting these ridiculous challenges. And in China, it's like educational things, things to help you expand your mind, work as a team. And so that right there tells you a lot. But I have to read you just a little bit here, because I haven't pulled any sound from the hearings. And if there's anything that comes across that I think is really important, we'll play it. But it says, China said Thursday that it would oppose the Biden administration's call for Beijing-based ByteDance to sell its stake in TikTok or face a nationwide ban in the U.S. So ByteDance is the main company that owns TikTok, I believe. And ByteDance's controlling stake in TikTok, any divestiture of that would require approval by the Chinese government. That is according to ministry spokeswoman Xu Junting. And the spokeswoman said, and I'm just going to read you this quote. She said, if the news is true, China will firmly oppose it. Talking about Biden's call for the TikTok sale. And I don't want to speak on behalf of the Biden administration, but I would like to reassure the spokesperson and the Chinese government that what Biden said is not true. So you don't have to worry. He's not going to force you to sell anything. He's not going to ban it. And if I'm wrong, cut this up, and I'll be happy to be wrong. If he bans it and it's gone, good. I'm not on TikTok. I don't need it. But I just really don't think that at this point in time, with everything that's coming out about the Bidens in China, that old Joe is going to play fake tough guy. I think he knows when to turn that light on and off. And I think he's looking at this and going, hey, you don't get rid of that TikTok. I think it's empty threats. Most of the time with Joe, you can be pretty sure it's empty threats. Right about now, I would say it's almost a guarantee. And actually, yesterday, Peter Doocy was going back and forth with Corinne Jean-Pierre. I guess she took a break from hosting casts of Apple TV shows, and she actually took some questions from reporters. And I wanted to play this for you. This is cut six.
Thank you, Corinne. House Oversight says they've got bank records showing a Chinese energy company paying three Biden family members through a third party. What were they paid for?
Look, I'm just not going to respond to that from here. Look, we have heard from House Republicans for years and years and years how the inaccuracies and lies when it comes to this issue. And I don't even know where to begin to even answer that question, because again, it's been lies and lies and inaccuracy for the past couple of years, and I'm just not going to get into it from here.
Well, yes, and as people at Red State pointed out, it has been lies and lies and lies for years, but the lies and lies and lies have been coming from your boss, Joe Biden. He's the one who said he'd never talk to his son about these things, and it's at one point you were all telling us that Hunter doesn't even do business with the Chinese. So there have been a lot of discrepancies, Corinne, but they're coming from inside the house. The call is coming from inside the White House. I also love how she says, I don't even know where to begin, so I'm not going to go into it. If I were Peter Doocy, I would have said, give us your best shot. Okay? I know, it's overwhelming for you. It's overwhelming. All these questions. But you're the press secretary, so why don't you give it a try? Give it the old college try and let's see what you can do. You notice she's starting to do the look thing like Joe, too? Look. Joe Biden says look so much, he doesn't just say it. They write it in his tweets because they need to make it seem like he's writing his tweets. So the Easter Bunny will type out look, comma, and then put in his whatever stupid lie he's trying to push. What was it the other day? Oh, that billionaires only pay like a 3% tax rate. Look, I'm all for billionaires making their money, but pay your fair share. So you can hear his voice. That is one thing I'll give credit for. Who's ever writing those? They know how he talks. They've got him down pat. But I love how she's saying that she can't respond to it. I'm not going to respond to it from here because there's been so many lies. I hope somebody today, and I doubt this will happen, but I would hope that someone would ask about the Bloomberg reporter who told Kate Bedingfield, who was Joe Biden's communication director at the time when he was vice president, that she wouldn't run the story on Hunter unless one of her editors put a gun to her head. Do you think that would be too much for Corinne Jean-Pierre to comment on? That's too much inaccuracy. Too many lies. You want to talk lies? Let's talk lies. Joe Biden the other day when he was getting on his helicopter, when he was doing that fake trot thing, you know, because he's got to show everybody, I'm so spry, I can still move. So he does this weird run gallop, and it makes me so nervous. Everyone thinks like I'm such a jerk, or I'm not. I'm very compassionate when it comes to these elderly people. I don't like them running places. I'm a big fan of the railing. But he runs to prove to us that mentally he's all there. Now, of course, those two things have nothing to do with each other, but because he's totally out of it, he doesn't see that. But before he picked up his jog, a reporter asked him about his family getting all this money from China. And he said, that's just not true. That's just not true. Again, Corinne, that's a lie. That's a lie. We have the records from the House Oversight Committee. Unless the Treasury Department is whipping up these suspicious activity reports for their own fun, unless the Treasury Department is part of the vast right-wing conspiracy, I think it's safe to say that the wire transfers and the records we're seeing are actually true. Now, Tom Elliott put this out today, and I'm always amazed. I know Howie, one of the things Howie said over the last couple of months that really stuck with me, and I keep using it as well, is Hunter Biden's laptop must have the storage of a computer you'd only find in like the FBI. I don't understand how he's able to fit this much on it. I mean, I take too many pictures of my morning, you know, pancakes, and my phone's like, hey, you got to delete at least 5 pics, can't take anymore. This guy has emails, texts, photos, videos, books, everything. And it's not like he took, at one point, I just want to remind people of this. At one point when the classified documents were a big story, that was like 6 scandals ago. I think it was 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. At one point, they had a photo of a box on the Biden family kitchen table, the one they all sit around to talk about the important issues. Like, hey, did you hear Hunter sleeping with Hallie? That's kind of weird. They had a picture on Hunter's laptop of a box on Joe Biden's kitchen table that said something like top secret, or I don't even know what it said on. It said documents or something. I'd have to do a quick double check on what it actually said. But it's like any part of this story, if you go into his laptop and you type it in, you're going to find some corresponding email or picture. It's a journalist's dream. Unfortunately, we only have about 6 of them left in this country. So good for them. They get a nice chunk of the pie. But these emails, I'm still seeing emails every day that I've never seen before. And a really funny example is I was talking, like I said yesterday, talking to a friend over the weekend about Hallie Biden. And I was going into a refresher on how Hallie's having this affair with Hunter. Kathleen finds out, and this is really sad. Kathleen found out about the affair. She had her suspicions, but she found out about the affair because their middle child, Finnegan, was on the iPad and came across text messages between her father and her aunt. And then she went to the family therapist, who then called up Kathleen and said, hey, you've been right. You know, you haven't been going crazy. They actually are having an affair. The therapist was probably like, I thought that was too nutty to be true. But hey, turns out you were onto something. And so over the weekend, as I'm writing this column, which you can read at spectatorworld.com, I'm thinking a lot about Kathleen because she has her own book. Every Biden family member has a book. And they all have these dramatic titles, you know, Pieces of Me, Broken Without You, things like that. And I'm reading about Kathleen, and I'm just thinking, she seems like one of the more normal ones, damning with faint praise, I know. But I can't imagine what it was like and how much anger she must have felt when she finds out that this guy she's married to, not only is she finding crack pipes in the house, but then she finds out he's sleeping with Hallie. As a woman, I just can't imagine the sheer rage she must have been feeling. And so then today I see Tom Elliott tweets out this email, and it's from Hunter Biden to Kathleen Biden. And he's responding to one of Kathleen's questions. Now, this is 2017. So Kathleen writes to Hunter, do you have a copy of the title insurance from when we bought the house? Thanks. That's Kathleen. Listen to the response that email elicits from Hunter. Insurance? I do appreciate, no? I thought you were on top of all of that between drop-off and pickup while I was at work drinking. Who knows where such a record or even what such records may be? Maybe I'll find it in my underground lair of stop clubs and hookers, where I devised the plot to marry you at 22 years old after knowing you for 3 months and then proceeded to torture you and your family with my greedy, drug-addled presence. Again,
this is a Wendy's.
It'd be wacky if you got that no matter what. But to get that response from asking, do you have a copy of the title insurance from when we bought the house? I mean, a little bit of an overreaction, Hunter. But Joe Biden has complete faith in him because he is the smartest man that Joe Biden knows. He's very smart, but he never learned that lesson about, hey, don't write everything down. / don't record everything. Don't record yourself every time you're going to have an encounter with a woman. Don't record yourself in a jock strap. Don't record yourself in the bathtub with the crack pipe. Very smart man, no doubt about it, but just not smart enough to figure that part of it out. I hope he's learned his lesson, but who's to say? I don't know. Maybe there's another laptop floating around. Dave, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, you know, I find it so astounding that unelected people can pay off a whole bunch of these California Democrat donors millions and millions and millions of dollars. And what can we say about it? Oh, it's not the taxpayers. No, it's every person that uses a bank. So it's still stealing money from everybody in America. And they're just doing it, unelected people. And Joe's got nothing to say because he's probably getting a piece kicked back to the big guy on this deal. Talk about the biggest ripoff I've ever seen. It just astounds me that Janet Yellen can just say, oh, well, you know, this one time. Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, so many good points, Dave. I'm really glad you brought this up. I'm going to play some sound for you that you're going to love on the other side from a guy from Breitbart, John Carney. He says the exact same thing as Dave. He goes, now, if we are expected to pay fees, because that's where all this is going to come down to. It's going to, now banks are going to have to pay higher fees because we're paying off for all of these other banks. Then, yeah, it's someone like Dave who's going to be saddled with that burden that they're assuring you you're never going to see. And as Britt Hume put it, this will all be done by the economics of magical thinking. And that's what this is. We'll play this out for you when we come back. And of course, Joe's not saying anything. I mean, all these people from SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, they're woke, man. They're pushing electric vehicles and unicorn dust. He's got to have their backs. We'll be right back with more. It's the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next one. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is who should be most grateful for the Trump indictment distraction? Pete Buttigieg, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, or Janet Yellen?
I want to almost say Pete Buttigieg because it's amazing how much East Palestine has just slipped into the rear view and no one seems to be talking about it. And, you know, I can't judge either because there's been so many stories that you do lose track of all of these different tragedies and all of these catastrophes brought to you by this administration. But then I think you almost always have to go to the big guy because every single thing that's gone wrong leads back to him. And Trump maybe being in handcuffs is a really nice way for him to be able to hang out with Bruce Springsteen, you know, or recite poetry or eat ice cream. So I'm going to go with POTUS.
52% for Joe Biden, 22% for Hunter, 16% for Janet Yellen, 11% for Pete Buttigieg.
All right, when we come back, we will play that cut from Kudlow about these big banks and this bailout and what you're going to have to pay. Don't go anywhere.